Shadow finds shelter. At long last, Shadow, for that is now his name, not because of his sleek black coat, but because it is his habit to follow along at one's side. Shadow was moved into the garage in anticipation of sub-zero temperatures. But he was not yet comfortable with his surroundings, for every night he would seek out and find a most heretofore unimaginable hiding place, where he would silently secrete himself so successfully that it would take us hours to find him. It was also during this period when we discovered that his front paws had been declawed, a condition that rendered his earlier homelessness even more dire, even more perilous. For a declawed cat has little protection against foes other than flight, and has a distinct handicap when feeding in the wild. No wonder he was so starved when he found us. Now, to the disrobing and icy exile for his previous owners, I would add the surgical removal of their fingernails. Many of us think we are satisfied with the status quo. Life is good. What more could there be? But aren't we all starving? Aren't we all looking for more than what we have, more than what we know? Some of us are even looking for something more than what we are. Born in each person is a yearning for a better situation. For this world has not sufficient sustenance for the human spirit. Just as a homeless person or animal will no doubt have an empty belly, so too in every person born of woman there dwells an emptiness that is, well, it's God-shaped. The first man, Adam, was made with this space filled to overflowing, since for a while he enjoyed a unique and intimate fellowship with God. Everyone born after the first family's fall, however, was born with that space achingly empty. Many of us do not know why we are starving. We just know there is something missing from our life. Here marks the genius of our God. He does not stop with salvation, that gracious gift of eternal life with Him through Christ Jesus. No, in the meantime, until the moment we cross over the threshold of heaven, the believer has even his present life filled with God. In that once vacant space, shaped perfectly for deity, now resides permanently God's Holy Spirit, who establishes an unbreakable connection with Father and Son. And we need never be hungry again, except for the comforting hunger of wanting even more of Him. Shadow came from people who either cast him off, not caring that he might starve to death, or at least people who did not bother to look for him once he had left on his own. The child of God need never fear that situation. We will never be cast off, never abandoned, and never at risk of starving to death. He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Deuteronomy 8:3.